Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 72. It's already 72, and today we're going to be talking about a song called T-Minus, which is the fifth track from the Love and Space album. In the very beginning, the working title for Love and Space album was actually T-Minus, because the idea behind the album, the way I've seen it, was that I wanted to make the entire album a countdown to something better. I wanted to start with a point of crisis, let's put it this way, or the beginning of a crisis, then bring it up to a crisis somewhere around the fourth track, then come to a point of revelation somewhere around five and six, maybe. Then the aftermath in six, and then seven would be the discovery of something new, eight would be still the aftermath of the crisis, 8 and 9. 9 would be looking back, and 10 would be the final track. That's kind of how I've seen it originally, and I wanted to emphasize this countdown. So that's why in the very beginning of the album, High Tide starts out with a countdown. 3, 2, 1, and then it starts. And so does the last track, the 10th track, Beside You, Beside Me. It has a countdown going on, T-minus 10, it says, and then there is a voice in the back that, kind of like a radio voice that says something about getting the engines running and something along those lines. So, T-minus kind of embodies the spirit of the whole album. It's all about motion. This is quite an animated track. The BPM is 135. The key is pretty simple. It's just an A minor. Nothing spectacular there. The song is about motion. It's about moving from one place to another. It's about putting yourself out there and discovering things. It's about not even putting yourself out there. It's about throwing yourself out there, making a leap of faith, and diving into something absolutely unknown and going down that rabbit hole. So I think I will read the lyrics and I'll comment if necessary. Let's see. Down the rabbit hole, into the wishing well. Down the consciousness, into a new blood cell. Down the barrel of a gun, to a rebel. Down the bullet holes, into a warmer hell. It's T-minus 7 seconds to the death of hope, and another 7 inches to the end of the rope. It's a gap between what I had been, and what I turned into. Through the synapse of an unexpected dream, through the memories that crawl right under my skin, through the burning, through the wavering within, to nowhere, to somewhere I had never been. It's T-minus 7 breaths to what I know is you, and a single glance to what I thought was true. I'm right between my images and what you turn into. I ride far and fast, away from all my past, to a future I can't meet. 'Cause it's a few seconds ahead, through every curve it's got me beat. I drive to what I see, yet I don't feel like I'm free. There is hell, close at my heels. My past is a second behind, my present right under my wheels. T-minus 8, T-minus 7, T-minus 6, T-minus 5, T-minus 4, T-minus 3, T-minus 2, T-minus 1. Up the tunnels of my new mutating fright, up the veins through indiscretion to delight, through the dangers that I couldn't leave behind, from the killing depths to an undiscovered height. It's T-minus 1 illusion from me to you, and a single step to where I'm running to. It's the only way to stay ourselves in spite of what we're turning into. I ride far and fast, away from all my past, to a future I can't meet. Cause it's a few seconds ahead, through every curve it's got me beat. I drive to what I see, yet I don't feel like I'm free. There is hell close at my heels. My past is a second behind, my present right under my wheels. Are we dead? Or we're just condemned? Are we at the end of the world that we both knew? Are we dead? Are we just condemned? Are we at the end of the world that we both love? We ride fast and free to where we'd never been, to a future that we feel each time we inhale the air, to live it now and live it now for real. To live it now and live it now for real. We're not dead, and we're not condemned. A new world comes ahead. The T-minus is over. We're not dead, and we're not condemned. A new world comes ahead. The T-minus is over. Just an aside note, when I was writing this song, I didn't mean in the lyrics any references to the New World Order, so whatever I'm talking about here has nothing to do with that, and it has everything to do with growth, with evolution, with becoming a better person, with becoming a stronger person, with challenge, with adventure, with throwing yourself out there and basically through that shaping yourself into a better version of yourself. That's what this song is really about. And it also describes the fleeting nature of the now, because now is always moving and the future is just 2 seconds ahead, and then it's no longer a future, it's already here. And then it's past. It moves very quickly, and it moves all the time. And this song kind of emphasizes this through this analogy. What I was thinking, what I was depicting in my mind while I was writing the lyrics is basically when you're riding on a motorbike. I used to ride a motorbike with my friends. I was riding in the back. I don't drive a motorbike myself. I never owned a motorbike, but my friends did. My friends were bikers back in 2011. And I used to ride with them a lot in summer. So that feeling of that, the future is right around the corner, right there, and then in just a couple of seconds, it's already here, right under the wheels, and then it's gone. I think that's a very good descriptor for how time works. Somehow I just wanted to bring up this analogy exactly. It's like the now is constantly right under the wheels, but then it's immediately becomes past. So with that being said, let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? So here we go with the music analysis. So let's start out with, as usual, with the BPM and the key. The key is A minor, and the BPM is 135, as I've mentioned before. So this is a fairly animated song, riff-based, I would say, but still with a strong harmonic presence. So it's not just riff lines, but it has a distinct chord chain. And so the song The album version of the song starts with an eerie intro that goes something like this. Let me play it to you. We will get to through the intro, and when we get to the verse, that's where I will pause and comment. All right, so let's listen. So here we go. First of all, this thing that I have mentioned in the very beginning, the eerie part of the intro, starts in an absolutely different key. It's B flat minor. And it's deliberately dissonant. It sets the stage. It shows the darkness. Where are we getting out of? It shows that initially we're in a very dark place. The previous track, if you remember, was called Blind. And we're moving away from that blindness, and we're moving into the light. So that requires an effort, and that requires for us to show and depict clearly that we're moving from darkness to the light, so we need to show the darkness. And then after that, there is this little animated intro that kicks in, and that kicks in A minor. So it's a very simple chord progression, basically, and it repeats itself three times. So there is an A minor, then there is a D minor minus 7, then there is an F major plus 7, F major plus 7, E major, again, A minor, D minor minus 7, G major, and an E major. And then after this, we're moving to the first verse. Let me play it for you.
Down the rabbit hole into the wishing well. Down the consciousness into a new black sound. Down the barrel of a gun to a rebound. Down the bullet. footholds into a warmer hell. It's 10 minus 7 seconds to the death of hell, and another 7 inches to the end of the road. It's a gap between what I had been and what I turned into. Through the synapse of an unexpected dream, through the memories that cry right under my skin, through the burning, through the wave that ran within, to nowhere, to somewhere I had never been. It's 10 minus 7 breaths to what I knew as you, and a single glass of what I thought was true. I'm right between my emotions and what you turned to. Right.
So here we got it. The verses in this song, they're actually two large verses. The way I have them marked up here is I split them in two. So basically what you've heard right now is verse one and verse two. They're kind of slightly different. The chord progression is exactly the same, but the melody starts very low, which is pretty low for my voice, starts with an A. And then it rises and rises and rises, and goes up to the high A. So let's go through it.
Down the rabbit hole into the wishing well, down the consciousness into a new blood cell, down the barrel of a gun to a rebel, down the bullet holes into a warmer hell. It's 10 minus 7 seconds to the death of hope, and another 7 inches to the end of the road. It's the gap between what I had been and what I turn into. Through the synapse of an unexpected dream, through the memories that crawl right under my skin, through the burning, through the wavering within, to nowhere, to somewhere I had never been. It's 10 minus 7, grass to where, to what I know as you, and a single glance to what I thought was true. I'm right between my
gosh, I've never played this this song on piano at all. I'm literally playing it for the first time, singing and playing piano at the same time, especially a song that I've never played before, is pretty difficult. But I'm illustrating what's going on there. All right, so this is not a performance, this is just music analysis. So what do we have here? The first verse starts an octave lower down below, and then the second verse starts an octave higher and has a slightly different melody, but the chord progression is exactly the same. So we're having a pretty classical academic kind of motion here, borrowed from classical music, because the chord chain was from Leo, not from me. So an A minor. Then there is a B minor with a diminished, B minor minus 7 with a diminished fifth on the base of B. A minor on the base of C. A major on the base of C sharp. D minor. A major on the base of E. D minor on the base of F. D major on the base of F sharp. Then G minor minus 7. C major minus 7, F major plus 7, B flat major plus 7, G minor minus 7, basically then a G minor on the base of E, A major. Then we're returning back to the same chord sequence. So, and the melody just basically hovers around these chords. It doesn't do anything, anything outside of this. Down the rabbit hole into the wishing well, down the consciousness into a new blood cell, down the barrel of a gun to a rebound, down the bullet holes into a warmer hell. It's T-7 seconds to the death of hope, and another 7 inches to the end of the rope. It's a gap between what I have been and what I turn into. So it's pretty plain and obvious. Now, let's listen to the hook. Now we're in the hook, and the hook has a different chord progression. So here's approximately how it goes. I ride far and fast, away from all my past, to a future I can't meet, cause it's a few seconds ahead through. So, the hook has, it starts with a D minor minus 7, G major minus 7, C major plus 7, F major plus 7, B minor minus 7 diminished fifth, to an A minor on the base of C, then an A major on the base of C sharp, then a D minor minus 7 to an F major plus 7 to an E major and to an A minor, and it repeats itself twice. Basically it. And then after that we're going into a short repetition of the initial intro, only this time T minus 8, T minus 7, T minus 6, T minus 5, T minus 4, T minus 3, T minus 2, T minus 1. That's what's going on there this time, but the chord progression is the same. And And then let's listen to the subsequent verses, the hook, and I will pause it when we go, after we get through the middle section.
Up the tunnels of my debilitating fright, off the face through indiscretion to divine, through the dangers that I couldn't live behind, from the killing depths and on this covered head. It's a minus one illusion from me to you, and a single step to where I'm running to. It's the only way to stare ourselves is by the way we're run, find, fast away from all my past, to a future I can lead, cause it's a gift, sick as I hear through every current sky may be.
The verse, there is only one verse that follows after the first hook. It's a single verse. There is no fourth verse. It starts immediately after that little bridge and goes straight up to the higher notes.
Up the tunnels of my new mutating fright, up the vein strained discretion to divine, through the dangers that I couldn't leave behind, from the killing depths to an undiscovered height. It's to minus one illusion from me to you, and a single step to where I am, to where I'm running to. It's the only way to stay ourselves in spite of.
So, as you can hear, it's the same chord progression, just like on the other verses. The difference here is that it goes a little bit different here. Then we're going to get into the hook, and the hook is exactly the same as the first one. And then we're going into the middle section. The middle section is kind of different.
Are we dead, or we're just condemned?
This is the middle section. There's an F major plus 7. Then there's a G major with an added 6th, basically. Then there is a D minor minus 7, minus 7, 9. E minor. And back to the same. F major plus 7. G major with an added 6th, D minor minus 7, 9 into an E, and that leads us then to this part. So there's just a guitar that does this. It's a G to A kind of sequence. G, C, and then we're going into the last hook, which is the outro. Let's listen. So then there is the last hook. We ride fast and free to where we'd never been, to a future that we feel each time we inhale the air, to live it now for real. Kind of different slightly from the other hooks, and then again the repetition of the middle section becomes the outro. We're not dead, and we're not condemned. A new world comes ahead. The T minus is and it repeats twice, and it's the same sequence as the middle. It becomes the outro again. So, with that being said, this is the music analysis for T minus, and let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can hear, T minus is perhaps one of the most animated songs on the album, one of the most energetic. Zero Gravity is also that kind of song. Again, because it wasn't purely my creation, but it was a collaborative album, I couldn't exactly pick all the BPMs. If it was fully my album, I think I would diversify the BPM range for the album, because there is a lot of tracks on this album that are kind of slow, kind of melancholic, kind of slow, kind of drawn out, and I think that this album could have benefited from higher BPMs. But it wasn't me, you know, who was deciding on that. And unfortunately, I could adjust things a little bit, but I had to go with whatever I was provided with. Fortunately, this song turned out to be more or less energetic. If it was a little slower, it just wouldn't work. It would have been just a little too drawn out. And I think that's basically what I have to say about T-Minus. This is the centerpiece of the whole album. It depends on how you see it, actually. In a sense, it is the obvious center of the album, the obvious core of the album. But as you can see, the title of the album is Love in Space, so that puts in focus a different song, which is gonna happen a little later on the album. It emphasizes love in space, and that doesn't mean necessarily the outer space. That actually means something else, and we'll talk about it when I get to the track. But anyways, so T-Minus is the obvious heart, I would say, the obvious motor, the obvious engine of the album, thematically and conceptually. But Love in Space is, I think Love in Space is the real heart of the album. Well, we'll get to that track. So, I spent some time actually wondering, what am I gonna name this album? Am I gonna go with the original title, which was T-Minus 10, or am I gonna reduce it to T-Minus, or am I gonna name this album after a different song and shift the focal point? I wasn't quite sure, but you know, as you see, I ended up picking Love in Space. So here's where I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for spending your time with me. If you haven't heard any of my music yet, and I once again apologize for kind of sounding screwy today altogether. I'm recording this in the morning. My voice is not warmed up at all. I haven't spoken to anybody at all today, so it's kind of difficult. Plus, I've never played this song on piano. Just like with many other songs, I just kind of wing it. I don't spend, you know, every day singing these songs. I don't practice them. So it makes it substantially more difficult. I write out the chord progressions right before I go into the podcast. Because I don't remember all of it, quite frankly. And with albums like this, Love in Space, I have to actually write it out because of all of these little intricate changes and movements, and the bass went there, and this did that, and, you know, etc., etc. So, then I just go ahead and try to kind of sing it, not really sing it, but kind of just, you know, whatever, to illustrate the vocal line in relation to the chord progression. Basically, that's it. And to simplify it as much as I can, and try not to belt it too much, because I'm recording these Friday podcasts, well, Saturday podcasts, but I'm recording them on Fridays, and this is the first thing that I do when I wake up. I usually don't have any time to do it later in the day, so that's just how it is, you know. And sometimes my voice feels better, and sometimes it's not very much on point. And you know, I try not to force things too much when I wake up. Plus, I have to admit that I feel kind of uncomfortable singing while playing the piano. It's when you know a song really well and you play it every day, you know, for a while, you know it. But when you are doing like this kind of podcast, when you're basically singing this song in pieces once, and then you're moving on to the next track next time, it becomes kind of, I don't know, it's kind of different. Anyways, if you haven't listened to any of my music, look up Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C, on any major streaming platform, be that Apple Music or iTunes or Spotify or something like this, and you can also go to YouTube and subscribe to my official channel. I have all of my music there as well, or probably on YouTube Music or whatever that is called, I don't remember. You can find my music there too, or you can find my channel on YouTube, my artist channel, and I have some Cat Vibes videos there, Cat Vibes playlist, which is dedicated to more kind of a casual footage A lot of it has to do with music. Currently, I've almost uploaded all of my sessions from the Natural Grotesque album where I was playing guitar extensively. So if you want to check out my process and how do I actually make things and how do I write music and how do I compose or how do I work through guitar parts, check it out. In the same playlist, I also have the vocal sessions for Seraphic Tears. So if you're interested, go ahead and check it out. Also, I want to invite you to check out my skin health and aromatherapy business, which is called Southern Caracol. The link is going to be in the description, southerncaracol.com. I have soaps and lotions and shampoo bars and aromatherapy soaps and lip balms, stuff like that, even bath bombs. So if you want to pick something for yourself or for your relatives, you're looking for an interesting gift, something like that, something that is actually healthy and good for your skin and helps to treat psoriasis and eczema and acne and dry skin, that kind of jazz, check out southerncaracol.com and pick something for yourself. If you have any questions, feel free to ask in the chat box. And if you like the website, please subscribe and stay notified. Whenever we have a new blog post or we have a new product or something like this, you will get a notification, right? So with that being said, I'll be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for spending your time with me. I appreciate you. Thank you for bearing with my horrible vocals today. I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode.